Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy, what is today? Wednesday. Hump day. The boss is going to get the new penny news for next week. We got it all going on here. Lots of work going on in the office here, too. Let's see here. Let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 91 degrees at Beaver, 95 degrees at Freedom, 95 degrees at Lahoma, 92 at, where is that? Butler, I think that's Butler. I had to think about it. No, it's Weatherford. Butler's deal's not on here. I don't know where it's at. Mezzanette site. Neither is Cheyenne. Now I see that. 92 at Hollis, 92 at Granville, out here in the Panhandle of Texas. 92 at Lipscomb, 91 at Dozer, 91 at Wellington. Childress, you're 93 at Odell. Got it going on. Okay. I actually think I'm going to have Brandon on here in the next segment, so just stand by and wait on that. We're going to talk cattle market. It's going crazy again today. Got up this morning about 2. Went to bale some hay. I got 2 bales baled, and I quit. Felt dry. Looked dry, but it wasn't dry. It was still a little green. Tested 38 and 48. So it wasn't even close. Unhooked the baler. Went back to the house. I was going to take a quick nap. Couldn't sleep. So I watched the organized crime of the whatever that is on TV in New York. Watched a couple episodes of that. The dogs and I finally went outside. We hooked onto the sprayer, started filling it full of water. Then we went and moved a side row. We moved 2 side rows, done with one. I moved the side row on another, started water. Then come back and I mixed me some chemicals up for my peanuts. Got that sprayed, 40 acres. Come home, fed the dogs. Trying to straighten the house up. I think my wife's supposed to be back today. Not sure. And that was it. I did all that before I came here. That's pretty good. Oh, yeah, I did shower, so I don't smell bad. So I don't want anybody to think about that. So I did get the old nuts all sprayed and we'll start watering them again here pretty quick. All right. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, I wanted to share this with you. The Pollard Farms set a new record at Beaver yesterday. History was made on Tuesday, July the 22nd at the Beaver County Stockyards as the Pollard Farms of Wacomas, Oklahoma shattered a national beef price with a standout set of winged steers weighing in at 467 pounds and coming straight off the grass. The steers commanded an impressive $507.50 per hundredweight. My old buddy up Shattuck sent me this yesterday. A record-breaking figure that captured the attention of cattlemen across the country. The high-quality genetics, exceptional condition, and uniformity of the steers were undeniably earning widespread praise from buyers and industry experts alike. These calves had the look, the performance, and the background to bring top dollar, said one stockyard representative. Pollard Farms raised the bar today. The excitement didn't stop with the calves, a strong cow market. Pollard Farms continued to impress by topping the board with a group of short, solid mouth cows, 7 to 9 years old, that brought up to $3,200 per head. Another standout moment in the already record-setting day. There you have it. How about that? So we did some figures I think Randy helped me with these figures yesterday while he was waiting on his new grandbaby to be born at Woodward. Let's see here. Where is Randy Holly at? There it is. So I guess him and his buddy Davey did some figuring yesterday. Was worried about the, is this guy that spent that much money on these calves going to make any money? So at 850 pounds, gain at 1 pound gain equals $850. 1% death loss, and I think that's, I think it needs to be around 2 or 3, but 1% death loss, that's $23. This is, we're looking at this cost here. Freight to the feed yard, $25. So $2,370 is what those calves brought yesterday. Put another $850 in that, plus 23, plus 25. So it's $3,268 break even per head. If they weigh 1,350, that's $242 per hundred weight to break even, and that doesn't account for any interest. Yikes. That's cutting her pretty close there. So I don't know. We'll see how it works out. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading as extremely hot weather continues in eastern Corn Belt states, potentially curbing crops prospects. Temperatures from Minnesota to the Gulf Coast and from Nebraska to Ohio will are forecast to reach in the triple digits for at least another day, according to the National Weather Service. About 68% of the U.S. soybeans were in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, down from 70% a week earlier. Corn conditions were unchanged at 74% good or excellent. Both crops in critical growth stages, as soybeans are setting pods and blooming, and corn is in the dough stage or silking. Wheat futures were mixed overnight amid worsening crop conditions in the northern plains, where spring varieties are growing. About 52% of the U.S. spring wheat was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, down from 54% a week earlier and well below the 77% that earned top ratings during the same week last year. Crops in North Dakota, the biggest producer of spring wheat in the U.S., was rated at 67% good or excellent. That's down 4% from a week earlier. What do we got here? Soybean futures for November delivery came up 7.25 cents to 10.32¾ a bushel. Soy meal was up $1.80 to 288.60 a short ton, and soybean oil gained 0.3 cents to 55.69 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery came up a penny to 4.19 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat for September delivery fell 1.25 to 5. Man, that must, yeah, there we go. Must have been a misprint there. I'm going to take a wild guess. $5.40¼ a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost 2 cents to 5.31¼ a bushel. China is going to suspend tariff exemptions on U.S. items, several of them being ag items. Though China government hasn't released an official statement, sources have told the USDA office that tariff exemptions would be suspended as of August 1st, any exemptions that were already in place will only be valid until September the 14th. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. So, all right. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. And I have a Taylor Ranch question for you. And you're going to win today. Jose, Jesus, and Juanito. Beef sticks, Taylor Ranch beef sticks, and I actually also have a Wheeler General Store really nice cap, and we're going to put that in there. Let's see here. Let me see what the question is. You guys ready? Hay stocks have significantly increased in the last 2 years. In May of 2023, hay stocks were 14.3 million tons. Hay stocks for May of 2025 are the highest since 2017. Coming in at how many tons? You ready? A, 18.1 million tons. B, 20.1 million tons. C, 22.1 million tons. Or D, 24.1 million tons. Or E, all of the above. No, I'm just kidding. So here's go. Hay stocks have significantly increased in the last 2 years. In May of 2023, hay stocks were 14.3 million tons. And that was really, really low. Remember how high the hay prices was? Hay stocks for May of 2025 are the highest since 2017. Coming in at how many tons? A, 18.1, B, 20.1, C, 22.1, or D, 24.1 million tons. Also, I missed some hay yesterday. I missed one. I'm just going to let you know. Here's some premium Midland 99 horse hay and cattle hay, 21 bale bundles, $10 a bale. Big round bales for $80 to $100, located 10 miles south of Sayre, down there towards the breaks. You can call Greg or Amanda, and I got their numbers for you. And I'll redo these on my post yesterday. So Greg's number is 580-574-5375. Amanda's is 580-339-2130. If you're looking for some square bales, some really good grass, they're your folks. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We sell wheels. Generally, they're an aftermarket wheel. You want them to look chrome, look shiny. It's generally for the younger crowds. They want their vehicles to look a little spiffier. So the parents, grandparents are willing to do that, a one-time deal, let the kids take care of them. Generally, when they come in, they about halfway know what they want. We can narrow it down quickly, kind of how big are they looking, and if they're looking like chrome or black. And at that point in time, we can call and check for availability. Is this kind of what you're actually looking for, and give them a price?
Do they do things like, I don't know, birthday gifts, graduation, Christmas, that sort of thing?
Absolutely all those involved.
So a good gift for an 18-year-old might be wheels.
Yep, absolutely. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
Have you had a little fender bender and don't know where to get it fixed? Take it to Skunk Works Paint and Body in Sayre. They're a full-service paint and body shop with the skills to get the job done right. They also have computer color matching and custom paint for your motorcycle. All insurance providers are accepted, and they work with fleet services. Give Skunk Works Paint and Body a call for a free estimate today at 580-928-5005. You can also find their ad inside the Penny News.
Eat up, buddy. It's almost time for school.
You take charge of your home. You take charge of your work. Don't forget to take charge of your gut health, too, with Nature Made Probiotics. Nature Made has clinically studied probiotics that work with your digestive tract's natural bacteria, so you won't miss a beat in your daily routine. Find us in the vitamin aisle. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Porta-Cool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. 92 degrees, heat index at 96, humidity's 44, the dew point 67. The winds are out of the south at 12 miles an hour with wind gusts to 18, 1.58 inches of rain so far this month. In July, and 86 is the 8-inch soil temperature. Well, Mr. Brandon Hickey, the world-famous Brandon Hickey, is on the phone with me right now, and he's up there in Yankee country. He's north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yep. I'm up here in a little town that I'm not even sure how you pronounce the name. I don't know if it's Pinckneyville or Pinckneyville, but anyway, that's where I'm at right now.
Pinckneyville sounds cooler. Oh, well, you had a couple good sales, starting with, where did you go? Oh, there you go. We'll start at Elk City Friday, over 2,000 head, 2,069 head. And it didn't matter what's going on the board. It doesn't matter what's going on at Washington. It was just, it's awesome if you're selling.
Yeah, it got an appetite for cattle, and they're after them, and it's a good time to have some to sell.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Anything stick out with you on the boy side? I really didn't see nothing, but you're the expert.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I thought it all looked awfully good. There wasn't one particular thing that really stuck out to me. You know, we've had some heat. Here finally kind of had some real summer all of a sudden, and you know what, Friday it kind of showed up just a little bit. You kind of seen some of those unweaned fat bull calves just a little bit cheaper, but the heifers was higher. You know, it jumped in on them heifers and really jumped that heifer price up there Friday, but then Monday that trend reversed, and the heifers was cheaper, and the boys was higher. So it's really hard to tell from from one sale to the next who's going to want what and what, you know, who's going to be in on what and how aggressive they're going to be. But it's all good. It's just all good if you're selling. That's the best thing.
Yeah, and the slaughter market hasn't changed much. You know, we keep hearing on major news, whether it's on social or if you want to call the other stuff real news, we keep hearing, you know, the heifer retention may have started a little bit, but nobody's bragging about it. And then the border's closed and a shortage is here. And Brandon, here's what I'm seeing, and you tell me if I'm just, Jimmy, stick to peanuts. Don't worry about this cattle market. But what bothers me about it, I wish it just stabilized at some point, because you keep hearing these rumors about, you know, we got a shortage of fat cattle going to the processors, and not a major one, but a shortage. And, you know, they're not calling this a catastrophe. And what bothers me is we've had all these new big processing facilities fire up in the last 4 or 5 years, and we got, you know, everybody's always got a needle on their side when you hear the word big four. Well, now we got some of these bigger ones, especially up here in Nebraska, that's fired up. But Well, it's got to be affecting them too, and that's what bothers me. Did I lose you?
It's a bad time to be opening a big major packing plant with, and that's needing lots of numbers because they're just not hard. I mean, they're just not available to get out and get. And so it is a serious issue to be this short when you're trying to get some new competition started up. It makes it that much harder for them to kind of get them out of place and get started.
Yeah, it just bothers me. It was a golden opportunity when we had the COVID, and you know, and everybody's saying the big four controls the market and blah blah blah, and just went on and just a sore subject. And when you bring it up, and then all of a sudden we get this out Amarillo, we get this up here in Nebraska, and we get this, and then all of a sudden they don't have any cattle. And guess who's going to survive a deal like this? The big four.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They'll lean on some of their, you know, big major profits that they've had for the last several years, and maybe dip into their savings just a little bit and ride it out. And them guys that's new and just trying to get started are going to have a little bit of an issue doing that.
Yeah, and they got big feedlots that have fired up. You know, that all cement, big one up in Nebraska, and I think another one out somewhere around Amarillo or South Amarillo fired back up. But it just kind of, I guess it's the business, but you hate it.
Yeah, that's right. You want to see the more competition come in and thrive and make our cash prices and our cash bids better, you know, here coming up going down the road. But yeah, it's a tough environment right now with these numbers as short as they are, and then they're trying to do some of this deporting, and you know, they've gotten into one or two of these packing plants and kind of slowed them down a little bit, more so the cow slaughter plants rather than the live cattle plants. But still, yet that, you know, it has an effect on what's going on when they've had to slow down a little bit of their stuff because part of their workforce disappeared. But
yep, yeah, and they got that going on. But like you said, if you're selling, it looks really good right now, and I hope it just, when it, something does decide to change, I hope it ain't an abrupt stop, and just we need to ease down into that if it happens. It might not happen.
Yeah, it might not. I mean, numbers are dictating that it should stay good for at least two or three years. I mean, we should be in good shape, but you'd always got to worry about the unknowns. You always got to worry about the things that you didn't see that caused the emotional panic in the paper trader.
Yeah. Well, let's go to, well, before we go to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, what do you got coming into Elk City this weekend besides vegetables and crazy lady or whatever? No, cranky old lady.
Yeah, cranky.
Crazy too.
Yeah. As far as I know, the vegetable people are going to be there. I haven't heard any different, but we got a really nice run. Going to have a good cow run again. I don't think we'll be as big numbers on the cows as we were last week, but we're going to have something for about everybody. We've got some good young bred cows. We've got some good young pairs. We'll have older pairs and quite a few middle-aged and older bred cows that would do to go back out again for a while. So cow run got something for everybody, and then got really good calf run starting to line up again, and really nice sets of calves by quite a few reputation ranch, fall-born and early winter-born calves start to show up a little bit and come to town. So it'll be a really, really nice run again, looks like.
All right, and then let's go down to Western Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Western Oklahoma. Actually, it is. Is it down over there? Yeah, because the elevation comes up farther west you go. Now we're getting into stuff I don't even mean to talk about. Hey, I started at 2 o'clock this morning attempting to bale hay. So it's already been a long day. And the hay was a little green. I was going to go ahead and bale it up. It was testing between 38 and 48, and I was going to see if you need to feed some calves tomorrow. So. Because he was going to be warm. So, the heat finally set in over there and got 930 head. And like you said, the heifers were a little lower than they were at Elk City, but it was still good.
Yeah, it was still good. It was, you know, it's one of them interesting things that you know, when you look back on it, as a manager of two different barns, you know that you just never know from week to week what's going to happen and how aggressive somebody's going to be or not be. I did kind of expect that the those fat cutting bulls might be a little cheaper Friday with the heat that we'd had, but I wasn't expecting the heifers to jump like they did. You know, the guys that were backing off the cutter bulls instead of just, you know, backing out off, they jumping in buying the heifers. But then that trend reversed, you know, 3 days later. The heat hadn't changed at all, but the cutting bull buyers are still very aggressive and very much after the cattle, and you know that the heifer buyers weren't being as aggressive. So it's interesting to watch the trends from week to week. You know, that's one thing neat about the Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle calf market is it's always probably going to be pretty dadgum good, but there'll be just, you know, little trends that you'll witness in real time that you didn't expect or didn't see coming.
Well, one little group of 10 head out of Woodward caught my eye on the boy side. They weighed 590. They were weaned and they brought 382.50. I think that's really good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And you know, and those light 5-weight cutting bulls getting up over that $4 mark, as unweaned cutting bulls. I just amazed, with the dot, when you go to figuring the dollars per head on them rascals, it's pretty significant, pretty good little paycheck for somebody.
And nothing's backed off on the bred cows and the pairs and at either place.
We had some really good high dollar pairs there last Friday at Elk City. I think we got up to 46, 47, 50 something, somewhere in that range on some of them real nice 3-1 young bred back pairs. We've talked about before where we're currently at on this calf market. I mean, that's really not out of line at all. I mean, it sounds high, but you know, you're looking at two and a half calves to pay for a young cow. Where those even those, you know, 3-1s were bringing up there in that 46, 47, $4,800 range. You know, that's not even quite two and a half full calves to pay for that cow. So I mean, what, not out of line at all. Still some opportunity on them young cows to come in there and get a hold at a really good level as compared to the calf market. But again, you know, everybody, a little bit nervous. Am I going to get that two and a half calves at this kind of price? You know, is it going to stay so I can get these things paid off? So, you understand the nervousness, but at the same time, there's some opportunity in those young bred cows and pairs, right?
Well, your daughter, Emma, and I will find out Saturday morning when Dr. Peel speaks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're gonna break the news to everybody.
Yep. So she gonna be with you Friday and Saturday?
Well, I don't know. I figure she's gonna be there Saturday because she's working. But Friday, she's coming on the show Friday. And but Dr. Peel has his deal Saturday morning, and I'm so, you know, he broke the news last year and it came true. No, uh-huh. He broke the news the year before and it came true. Maybe not to the date he was talking about, but right. But he was basically spot on.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will be listening to Saturday for his new worldwide numbers.
Yep.
Because I know what he's going to do. He's going to get up there. Last year when he said that, in that event hall, it was silent.
Yeah, probably.
Well, no, I don't think it was, because I think there was a lot of whatever, and then there was a lot of people sitting there soaking it in, going, okay, we'll see. Well,
is this really possible? Is this really reachable?
No, it really was. Nobody was just like, oh, shut up, Dr. Peel. It wasn't that. It was just like, there was silence for about, I don't know, 5 seconds, maybe longer. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Karen, they were raising their hand. How you figure that, you know?
So,
And he was standing up there on stage smiling. So we'll see what happens. So, well, I hope you guys have fun up there. And I guess we'll talk to you when you get back. And Emma and I'll let you know what's happening in Oklahoma.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You and Emma keep things nailed down.
Yeah. She came in the other day and, she said, you scared me the other day, but it was fun. I was like, which is it?
Yeah. She was not sure she liked that unscripted to begin with, but she just went right to it. She's just a natural at it. So
yeah,
she sure wanted us to give her some, questions out front of what we was going to be talking about, and he was like, yeah, no, that's not how Jimmy and I do it.
not at all. That's just, man, when people ask me for that, I was just like, you know, I'm not professionally trained. I don't even have a college education. I was in the military and I went to Votech, and you're wanting me to script this?
I'm pretty sure they could give you an ice script, and probably the Cotton King, when he's on, the same way. They could give us, the three of us, a script, and we still wouldn't stick to it.
Oh, I got some news for you on that guy.
Okay.
You ready? Are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
I hear rumors that he might be running for state senate.
Oh, wow. That would be something. That would be a big news, wouldn't it?
I think it would be, I don't know what I think it'll be, but no, I heard rumors he's kicking it around.
He would be darn sure good, and he'd darn sure have the knowledge, and the expertise and the experience to do a lot of good for Western Oklahoma. I just, the only thing I'm concerned about is I don't know if they'll let him wear his overalls.
Well, that crossed off my mind, but if they judge a man off the clothes he wears, then they don't need to be in there. But what come to my mind is I thought maybe that in the Capitol that the brass spit tunes will come back into play. If you judge a man for wearing overalls, you're out. But but I don't know about his other, I don't know. But hey, I guarantee you, when he does decide if he is really truly going to run, he's going to break the news right here on this show.
Yep, that would be awesome. I look forward to that announcement. But I mean, if he does do it, we're going to have to change his moniker. Because I mean, we don't want him to lose the No King's vote, so we'll have to get rid of the Cotton King moniker.
Yeah, and you know, so he used to be the Beef King, and then now he's the Cotton King, and so we just had to come up with a new name for him in the halls of the state capitol.
I got it.
What?
I got it. It seems to be a popular one lately. You've been hearing a lot over the last couple of administrations. He can be the Cotton Czar.
Or the Taco Czar. Well, okay, enough about politics. Because your conversation with me on this probably is not going to go anywhere good. I can tell. So, all right, Brandon, you guys be careful up there, and we'll see you when you get back.
Hey, good to talk with you, Jimmy, and we'll see you later.
All right, see you later. Okay. Man, you guys, you're not too whoopy up on this question I had for you, so I'm going to repeat it again as soon as I find it. There it is. All right, you ready? Here's the Taylor Ranch question of the week. You can text in the answer to the Ag Hotline at 580-225-9697. A, B, C, D. It's multiple choice. If you just want to play, don't shoot your name in. But if you do want to win the prizes, please give me your name. Hay stocks significantly increased the last 2 years. In May of 2023, hay stocks were 14.3 million tons, and hay was high that year, if you remember. Hay stocks for May of 2025 are the highest since 2017, coming in at how many tons? A, 18.1 million tons, B, 20.1, C, 22.1, or D, 24.1 million tons of hay. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 11th. 1,552 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 414 brought 451. 5 at 456 brought 449. 16 at 489 brought 4. 8 at 576 brought 379. 3 at 653 brought 345. 11 at 780 brought 307. 5 at 810 brought 315. 22 head of heifers at 362 brought 457. 8 at 576 brought 343. 4 at 654 brought 320. 14 at 805 brought 293.50. 5 at 986 brought 242. Butcher cows were 55 to 184. Butcher bulls brought 140 to 227. Bred cows were 1900 to 30.
3,500. Pairs brought 1,800 to 4,150. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update from northwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big town of Woodward. 93 degrees, feels like 96. Heat risk is low, 66 dew point. Humidity's 41. Winds are out of south at 17 miles an hour with wind gust up to 23. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91. 852 is your sunset. 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 93 for a high. You're already there. I bet you're going to get a little warmer. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, 40% chance, 73 for a low, and hot and 98 tomorrow with southwest winds 9 to 15 with wind gust up to 20 tomorrow. I was just looking at social media during the break here, and one of my good friends, Elisa Simon, her and her mom and sister, they go out to Santa Fe once a year at least, and they're at a farmer's market, and they have some really beautiful vegetables she's showing. And I just noticed that both of these tomato growers there, I'm not the only one that picks when the tomato starts blushing. Looks like these people do too. And just so you know, a lot of my tomatoes I pick, I got a few customers I let ripen on the vine. The reason why I pick them when they start blushing and I take them in the house to let them finish getting red is it is scientifically proven, and I've proven it with some taste tests in the last 2 years, that you don't lose any taste by picking them. The plant shuts the tomato off 100% when it starts blushing. It's done. The plant's done with that. It goes on there, worries about the other green tomatoes on its vine. And I do that because one reason is, the main reason, I guess, is insects. And they're terrible this year. So I just take them in the house, let them blush in the house, and don't lose as many tomatoes because of the insects. Because when that tomato is ripe on the vine, man, the grasshoppers and the mice and whatever else they can get in there, they do some damage in a hurry because that tomato is super soft. So I just want to let you guys know that. And speaking of farmers market, tonight at 6 o'clock, the gates will open here at Elk City at the Elk City Farmers Market at 2222 West 3rd Street. It's right across from the Red Rock Ball Field and actually the pond that has the railroad tracks around it. Right across there. You can't miss it. 6 o'clock to 7:30. And I've noticed on Facebook that a lot of people are posting a lot of good-looking stuff. So don't miss out on that tonight here at Elk City at the Farmers Market. If you have a farmers market in your town and you want me to talk about it, let me know. 580-225-9697. I'll be happy to announce it on my show. That's what my show's for. Talk about agriculture, and farmers market are agriculture. Matter of fact, I'm headed to Oklahoma City tomorrow, and I'm going to be going to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention. And then Saturday morning, after Dr. Peel speaks, I'm headed to both of the farmers markets downtown Oklahoma City to check it out. Yeah, I'm just gonna go check it out and be nosy. I'm gonna go check out what they got going on, prices and stuff like that. I hear the old farmers market's a really cool one, so I just want to go to it. So I'm headed that way. All right, well, Brandon and I always take a little more time than usual, so I'm gonna go ahead and take my last break here, my Taylor Ranch break, and I will notify the winner of the Taylor Ranch question today. So let's take a Taylor Ranch break. Be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck.
When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you. Your project, your responsibility, your call. Demand a specialist. Demand a solution. Through Tubing Solutions offers downhole services that won't let you down. At the well site or during design, better people make all the difference. Not just anyone can wear the TTS badge. These few have to anticipate all the variables in a project. Whatever the well throws your way, they'll be ready to handle it. Your project, your responsibility, your call. Demand a specialist. Demand a solution. Through Tubing Solutions.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum is 95, feels 101, heat risk is moderate, dew point 68, humidity is 41, the winds are out of south at 14, the wind gusts up to 20, 3-day average 4-inch air soil temperature, 90, pretty warm. Sunset, 8:48, 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 98 for a high. Same thing tonight, 20%, 75 for a low. And I hate to say this, but tomorrow, guys, at Mangum, it just don't look really good. 104 with south winds, 12 to 15 miles an hour. They said the heat index this weekend was going to be off the chart. All right, I got a peanut update for you guys. Bear with me a second here, and let me get her rolling. From Tyrone Spearman, Southeast Ag Network, talking about what's happening with the peanuts.
Peanut farmers are watching the export market now with prospects for a big crop coming, and hopefully that'll come to fruition, but rain is needed all across the belt at this time. The Farm Agriculture Service has announced the export of peanuts during the last 10 months in metric tons. We're showing the world export now at 415,000 tons. Last year it was 506,000 tons. So we're down 18% compared to last year. Top buyer is Mexico. Mexico bought 129,000 last year. They bought 125,000 metric tons this year. They're down 3%. Second buyer is Canada. Canada is doing much better. They're up 11% to 124,000 metric tons. The fourth buyer is China, but China has dropped off the market. They're down 27%. Mainly buying peanuts for peanut oil. Then comes the Netherlands. They're down 61%. The United Kingdom is down 32%. Japan is down 44%. Germany down 37%. So a major problem on the export market right now. Prices are cheaper, but they are down overall 18% from all customers. I'm Tyron Spearman.
There you have it. I don't know why. I could see the Chinese deal, China deal with the peanut exports down, but Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Japan, and Germany. If I was guessing, I would say that Brazil has something to do with it, and Argentina, mainly Argentina down there. So we'll see. I wanted to comment. My wife posted a picture where she was eating a filet and something else in Panama last night before she came home today. Their filets, if you look on my page or her page, Sandy with I, check that filet out. And I don't. She didn't say whether it's good or bad or not. She's not. She's not gonna make any bad comments like me on Facebook, but. That filet looked way different than our filet. So I don't know if they butcher them different outside the United States. Or are we the cream of the crop, the way things get butchered, processed around here? I don't know. It just didn't look like a filet to me unless they just, you know, it's one of those deals. It's what it is. All right, let's see here. Machinery Pete, the pick of the week. It's a nice one, too. Machinery Pete, John Deere tractor, shows farmers value pre-def older machines at used equipment auctions. Find out about this week's Pete's Pick of the Week, 2008. John Deere mid-horsepower tractor that sold for the fourth highest price all time at an auction as older equipment continues to be in high demand. This week's Pete's Pick of the Week is a used green and yellow machine from a tractor class Pete says is just red hot right now. On Wednesday, July 16th, is Big Iron Auctions online sale auction off a pre-def mid-horsepower 2008 John Deere 7730 tractor with 16,161 hours on it. And it looks good. The picture looks good, but I mean, yeah, I don't see him doctoring it up. It just, I've seen some of those auctions online and they come through there and some of those tractors has got high hours on them, just look beat up. This tractor here looks pretty nice. Sold for $150,000 or $250,000 to be exact. The machine pictured above from Henderson, Iowa, and it garnered the fourth highest auction price ever on that make year model despite being nearly 20 years old. The real machinery peat stat I would leave you with is this model 7730 is pre-def, so it's 15 plus years old now. The nine highest auction prices ever on a pre-def machine have all come from in the last 4 years. It just shows the sharpening, increasing farmer demand for good condition used pre-def tractors. Pete adds tractors in the sub 200 to 150 mid-horse power segment are the hottest thing going in the used market, and he thinks that at least partly due to the versatile machines being driven up in value by livestock producers riding strong balance sheets with cash to spend. That's not true. But Pete hadn't went out and bought a new farm truck lately. So, no, nah, it's not totally true. So, there you have it. Right now, before we have to go here real quick, let's see what the market's doing. Looks like live cattle, August 227.32, up 235. August feeders, 331.87, up 360. September 332.35, up 377. Check this out. October 331.05, up 417. Guys, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma.